This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I wonder if you would say, yes, I'm a greedy person. Have you ever said, don't be greedy? Perhaps your mother used to say that to you when you were a child. And we probably all suffer from this sin called greed. Christian leader Bill Hybels once said that some of the greediest people in the world don't have very much. They spend countless hours scheming and fantasizing and standing in lottery lines, fully convinced that more money would solve every problem and meet every longing in their life. And we tend to think that more money will solve our problems, but I'm sure that's why Jesus said in Luke 12:15, "Watch out," he said, "be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist of abundance of his possessions." But the CEV, that's the Contemporary English Version, says it more directly. Jesus said to the crowd, "Don't be greedy. Owning a lot of things won't make your life." Now, I think that's much more direct, isn't it? Maybe we need to get things into their proper perspective. When it comes to stuff, most of us have plenty of it and to spare. Maybe you've heard this way of thinking in the world, where if you could shrink the world down to 100 people, in other words, if there was only 100 people in the world, then one person would be nearly dying, one person would have a college education, there'd only be one person who'd own a computer, 80 would live in substandard housing, 70 of that 100 would not be able to read, 50 would suffer from malnutrition, 6 would possess 59% of the world's wealth, and 6 from the United States, and if we have money in the bank or in our wallets or spare change in a dish somewhere, we'd be among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. So those statistics, I think, pull us up in our tracks, and they really see how fortunate and blessed we really are. We do have it, we just don't know where to stop. And I think that's called being greedy. Now, do you know the Bible has its share of greedy people? Let's take an example. We meet the lonely figure of Zacchaeus. He's the tax collector, trapped by this limitless quest for things by greed or the glimmer of more stuff. And then there was Judas, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But Zacchaeus betrays his own soul. He becomes a tax collector. He alienates himself from everybody else, and he cheats on them as well. You can read that very interesting story for yourself in Luke 19, 1-10. And in the Bible, we have things like gluttony, not only just greed and lust, but gluttony. For example, in Genesis 25, the tragic figure of Esau, whose tricky younger brother Jacob caught him in a weak moment when he was hungry and famished. And Jacob said, "Hey, listen, I'll give you what you want. I'll give you this soup, this stew, in exchange for your birthright." That is, in exchange for Esau's future. And Esau does it. Food in exchange for his future. There's no restraint there. No sense of proportion at all. It's gone. We can't point the finger at other people, though. I think if we're really honest today, we're not all squeaky clean. It's about us, isn't it? Doing the same kind of thing, perhaps in a different way, with one weakness or another, and that's called greed. And there's the story in John chapter 6 in the New Testament where Jesus, he supplied the crowd of 5,000 people with their legitimate bodily needs. He took care of people. Of course he does, he cares for people. Having fed this crowd of 5,000 people, he told those who pursued him the next day, who wanted more and more bread, he said, "Look, folks, you've been looking for your satisfaction and your fulfillment in the wrong place. Even if you get it, it won't satisfy you." He said, "What you need is me. I alone can satisfy the deepest hunger of the soul." He said, "I can put all of these warring hungers into their right perspective in your life." And Jesus said these words, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, that the Son of Man will give you." And they said, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And then on another occasion, Jesus said in Matthew, "Blessed are those whose deepest hungering and thirsting is after righteousness." That is, that their main desire is for a right relationship with God, for a just relationship. "Blessed are they, for they shall be satisfied." Well, tomorrow, I want to just take this a little bit further too. Lord, sometimes when we get bad news, we know we can lean on you because, Lord, we know that with you we can be steadfast. So, Lord, thank you that your plans give us hope. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.